Books on Tape presents Fault Line by Barry Eisler, read by Rob Shapiro. Chapter 1. Looking Up. The last thing Richard Hilzoy thought before the bullet entered his brain was, things are really looking up. He was on his way to the Silicon Valley offices of his lawyer, Alex Trevin, who had arranged a meeting with Kleiner Perkins, the Midases of venture capital who could increase a company's value 100-fold just by offering to invest. And now Kleiner was considering writing a check to him, Richard Hilzoy, genius, inventor of Obsidian, the world's most advanced encryption algorithm destined to render all other network security software obsolete. Alex had already applied for the patent, and if things worked out with the VCs, Hilzoy would be able to rent office space, buy equipment, hire staff, everything he needed to finish commercializing the product and bring it online. In a few years, he would take the company public and his shares would be worth a fortune. Or he'd stay private and become to security software what Dolby was to sound, raking in billions in licensing revenues. Or Google would buy him. They were into everything these days. The main thing was, he was going to be rich. And he deserved it. Working for chum change in an Oracle research laboratory, drinking Red Bull after Red Bull late at night and shivering in the deserted company parking lot for tobacco breaks, enduring the taunts and laughter he knew went on behind his back. Last year his wife had divorced him, and boy was the bitch ever going to be sorry now. If she'd had any brains, she'd have waited until he was rolling in money and then tried to shake him down. But she'd never believed in him, and neither had anyone else. Except Alex. He walked down the cracked exterior steps.